Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is daf Yutet in Maseches Brachos, the 18th daf in Shas. We will pick up on daf Yutet Samed Aleph, where we had left off three lines from the top. The Gemara is discussing our relationship and the interplay between those who are living and those who are dead. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak taught, Kol ha-misaper achar ha-meis, someone who speaks badly about a person, ki ilu misaper acharei ha-even, it's considered as if he spoke badly about a stone. In other words, the meis has no feelings, and therefore it's as if you spoke badly about a stone. Ika da'amri de'lo yadi, vika da'amri de'yadi, v'lo ichbaslu. Some say it's because that the people who are dead don't know at all. That was the first explanation that we had given. The ika da'amri, others say, de'yadi, no, they know, v'lo ichbaslu, and they don't care about it. Asks the Gemara, Amy, is that so? There was once someone who was going after Mar Shmuel. This is an expression of someone speaking badly about a nifter. Shmuel had already died. Ishtoi Milsi Basrei means he was going after him, speaking badly even after he had died. And what had happened? The individual was punished. V'nafal kanya mitzlala. And a heavy beam came and it split into his brain. In other words, he was terribly punished. So what do we see? The Gemara here is assuming that this was an onesh for speaking against Mar Shmuel, and Mar Shmuel was makbid. No, it wasn't necessarily Mar Shmuel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Toveya for the kavod of the Rabbanan. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Gemara, two lines before the wide continues. Call him the Saper Acham Yitosim Shel Talmid HaChacham. Someone who speaks badly after Talmid HaChacham. Nofel BeGehenim falls in Gehenim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, V'hameitim ha-kalkuloisam yelichem Hashem es poilei ha-oven sholoim al Yisrael. Afilu b'shosh sholoim al Yisrael yelichem Hashem es poilei ha-oven. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give retribution to poilei ha-oven and will have sholoim al Yisrael. Chazal Darshan, when there is sholoim al Yisrael, and even when there's Shalom al Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu pays back the Baal Aveira, in this case, those who speak badly about Talmidei Chachamim. Tan Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught, Imra Yisa Talmid Chacham Shavar Aveira B'Laila, very famous and important Gemara. If you saw a Talmid Chacham that did an Aveira at night, Al Ta'ara Acharav B'Yom. This is the logical extension of what we had learned before. We had said that one should not speak after Talmid Chacham. Kol Masaper Acham Yitosim Shel Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had taught, Nofel B'Gehenim. So one could understand that it's just speaking badly about Talmid Chachamim that you can't say it's a per onesh if someone speaks Lashon Hara against Talmid Chacham. However, Rabbi Shmuel points out something else, that it could very well be that this is not true at all. Because in Reisa Tamachacham Shavra Vera Balaila, the bad thing that you had seen, Al Tar Acharaviyam, not only don't speak about it, don't even think about it during the day, Shemiyasa Tshuva, lest he had done Tshuva. Ask him, Shemas Al Kadaitach, maybe did Tshuva. Elavadayosa Tshuva, he certainly did Tshuva. Hani Milib Dvarim Shebegufa, Aval Mono Adamahada Lamare. Any type of Avera he did with his body, he did Tshuva. However, when it comes to money, then he hasn't done tshuva until he's returned the money. It seems that the overwhelming opinions of our Gemara including Rabbi Yonasan, who was originally a skeptic, is that the dead are aware of things that are going on in this world. However, Tosas in Sota, a cryptic Tosas, and that's Lamed Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom, when discussing, Tosas challenges the famous Gemara that says that, you know, Shua went to Davin. Kalev went to Davin in Chevron by the Avos so that they should be saved from the Atzas Meraglim. And Tosas asks, wait a second, the Gemara in Brachos says that the Mesi lo yaidina midi. They're not aware of anything. Achronim are bothered, Megadim Chedoshim is bothered. At the end of the day, the simple reading of our Gemara is the majority. Even Rabbi Yonasan felt that the Mesim in the end are aware. Maybe one could suggest that our shir began with Rabbi Yitzchak that said, Kol ha-mesaper acharei meis kilu mesaper acharei ha-even. And there were some who read Rabbi Yitzchak as fitting into all the other positions. The yadi v'lo ichpes luhu, that they're aware. But there are times, or often, it doesn't bother them. And our Gemara said, it bothers more HaKadosh Baruch Hu than it does the mace. However, there was one Lashon that understood Rabbi Yitzchak as saying that they're not aware, and it seems that Tosas and Sota is going with that position. There might be other explanations for the Tosas. Let us proceed in the Gemara. The Gemara continues by talking about the Kvod Talmidei Chachamim that we had begun speaking about, speaking after a Talmid Chacham's Ptira badly about him, which of course was a result of the discussion of whether a dead person is aware of what is going on. And now the Gemara segues into the Onesh for someone who speaks badly about a Talmud Chacham. Five lines into the wide in Yitesam and Alva, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'chof Dalid Mikomos Bezdin Minadin Akvod HaRav. In 24 instances, Bezdin put someone in Nidui, in excommunication, for violating the necessary respect for a Rav. V'chulan shaninu b'mishnah seinu, and all of them have been taught in a Mishnah. Amar le Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar responded to him, Heicha, where are these 24 examples in the Mishnais? Amar le, he responded to him, V'chi tishkach, go out, v'nafik, and look for them. Dok, he went, v'ashkach, and he found plas, three. Hamizalzal b'netilas yadayim, someone who does not show the appropriate respect for the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, and someone who speaks badly about Talmud Chacham after his death, and someone who is haughty towards above. Chazal darshan that the mitzvah of being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu also includes being mechabed Talmidei Chacham. Hence, that would fall under the category of Kvod HaRav. Because someone who's mezalzel on the Rav is also being Megis Daito Klape Malo. Example of someone who speaks badly about Talmidei Chacham. The Gemara continues 10 lines in to Yates Hamed Aleph. The Snan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Hu Haya Omer. There was the opinion of a Tana in Edius that said, Ein Mashkin Laisig Yeris Laisig Meshuch Roros. That one should not give to drink a sota if she was a giyoris or a slave that was freed. The chacham maimrim mashkin. The chachamim say the halacha is that one can. The amrulo, and the chachamim responded and stated the following: Maisa bechachramios. There was a maisa that took place chachramios. Shivcha meshuhreres biyushalayim. There was a shivcha who had been freed biyushalayim. Vishkua shmaya vavtalion. And Shmaya and Avtalion had given her to drink. Va'omar lohem. And this in Tanakama was Akavya ben Mahalal. Akavya ben Mahalal put down Shmaya v'Avtalion. And he said to them, Dugma hishkuha. Those who are like them, they give to drink. Shmaya and Avtalion were gerim. And Akavya ben Mahalal was alleging that Shmaya v'Avtalion had a soft spot for this Giyores, because they themselves were also
gerim, and that led them to make the conclusion that a geiris also drinks. V'niduhu, and he was punished. Akavi b'mali was punished. Umeis b'niduya v'sakla bezenes arona. So what we see from here, from this Mishnah, is if someone's mesapra achamitasan shel talmidei chachamim, in such a case, ultimately they're going to be punished. The Gemara goes on to the next example of someone who is mezalzel on the Rabbonon. V'hamezalzel b'netilas yadayim. Someone who is mezalzel on the takona of netilas yadayim, that could be found in another rabbinic source, in a Mishnah, this not. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'kshalom shakavi b'mishalo nisnada. This next example is actually a continuation of the previous one. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the account of the Mishnah in Idyas, which says that Akavi b'mahalel was put into Nidui. Chas v'shalom, she'ein azara nin alas al kol adam b'Yisrael, she'ein azara nin alas al kol adam b'Yisrael, the azara is not closed during this time of bringing a carbon Pesach to anybody in Yisrael who's like Akavi b'mahalel. This is an expression that Akavi ben Mahalo was the highest madrega person that was in the Azara. It cannot be that Akavi ben Mahalo made such an awful mistake. So that is a diun that we had above in terms of the give and take between Akavi ben Mahalo and Shmaya and Avtalion. That is not for us to solve right now. What we're interested in is the next example of being mezalzel in Netilas Yadayim. El ez mi nido, but rather who did they put into Nidui? It's Elazar ben Chanoch. Shepikpek ben Netilas Yadayim. He challenged the whole takana of Netilas Yadayim. The notion of washing before bread, he ridiculed. Ukeshemes, and when he died, Shochu Bezdin, v'nichu evin gedola ala rono. And when he died, a large stone was put on his coffin. Lamdacha shekol misnado meis beniduyav bezin soiglerin esironai. That bezin signifies that this person was excommunicated by literally stoning his aron. The Gemara continues with the third example of someone who is mezalzel in the chachamim and hakadosh baruch hu hamegis daitoi klapei mala. Someone who raises himself above those that are above him. The sign, as we learn in a braisa. Sholach l'Shimon ben Shatach l'choni ha-magul. Shimon ben Shatach sent to Choni ha-magul. The well-known story of Choni ha-magul in Yutes Amir Aleph in Tainis describes that Choni ha-magul put himself in a circle, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to leave the circle until you bring rain. It started to rain, and here's the critical point. Choni ha-magul then said, not this type of rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not what I asked for. Shimon ben Shatach felt that was too far. And he said, Baruch atah lehisnadas. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened. But nevertheless, Choni ha-magul is dictating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vilmale Choni atah, gozrani alecha nidu. If you weren't this great man, Choni, says Shimon Shetach, I would have put you in Nidu. Avomaz, says Shatam Ischati Lefnei Amokum, Va'osa Lecharitzoncha. Kiben Shim Ischati Lefnei Aviv, Va'osa Loritzoncha. You are like a child who sinned in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a son who sins in front of his father, but nevertheless, they do like his request. So I'm caught between, on the one hand, that you were chutzpedik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to you. Alecha HaKosav Oimer, and about you, the Pasuk Mishnah says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yiladetecha. Parents rejoice in a child who's so special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices in you. What we see from the story is that if he wasn't Choni ha-magul, if you're a gasei ruach and you're not of the madrega of Choni ha-magul, so then in such a case, then a person would be subject to nidui. It becomes the third example that we were discussing. Ask the Gemara, Vesu Lekha, are there no others? There are other examples of Bezdin being menadin akvod rav, that could be found in Mishnayis. Va'ika detani Rav Yosef. We have the case that Rav Yosef had taught in a braisa that stated the following: to this ish romi, hiniges b'nei romi la'achilon gidiyim mikulasin b'lel Pesach. To this of Rome, taught b'nei Yisrael who were eating in Rome to eat a gedi that had been roasted complete with their insides inside on a spit on the night of Pesach. This was to remind them of the Karban Pesach. Sholach leishim mitshetach il mali tudus ata gizrani alecha nidui. If you were not tudus, I would have put you in nidui shata machleis Yisrael kochim b'chutz, because you are causing Klal Yisrael to eat kochim outside. People who are watching, says Rashi, are going to think that you could eat because it looked so much like the Karban Pesach that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach outside. This is a Gemara in Beis on Daf Chav Beis on the Beis that you're not supposed to eat a Gedi Shalem on the light of Pesach for that reason. So we see another example where if you don't follow that rule that's found in Beis on Daf Chav Beis, then in such a case you should be put in Nidui, except if you're someone on a high Madrega. So Gemara says, Mishnah Seinu Kamrina. You're right, it should have been in our list. However, Va Braisa he. But this is a Braisa, and that's why it's not on the list. Ask the Masnisan Leka, and it's not found in Mishnayis. Are there no other examples in Mishnayis? Va Yiga Hadisan, we have another example. Chatru Chulyus, Vinasan Chul Ben Chulya L'Chulya. The case of Chatru Chulyus is the celebrated case in the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Tes on the base. There the Gemara describes a machloikis in Tuma and Tahara that existed between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We will discuss some of the basic details of that machloikis in a moment. What is celebrated about that Gemara is the Chachamim did not accept the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer convinced that he was correct. And he said that if I am right, let the walls of the Beis Medrash cave in. And sure enough, that is exactly what happened. The wall began to cave in, proving from miraculously that Rabbi Eliezer was correct, upon which Rabbi Yoshua proclaimed the famous line, Lo vashamayim hi, that Shamayim cannot paskin a machlokis between the Tanoim. Our Gemara is going to bring up another part that is not as well known in this discussion that surrounded the Tanur Shel Achnoi, as it's known. First, let's get the facts. Vahi'ika hadisnan. Rashi explained. Let's do the Rashi inside. Tanur shel cheres. There was an earthenware stove. Shu also kikli umetaltel and is movable. Utchias briaso min hatit and it's originally made from lime. Umetzarfo bekivshen hearted in a furnace. Kishar kderos v'mitman v'comes tame hitzrichu akosim nesitza. Then it has to be destroyed to lose its tuma. Now the whole machlokas came about because it was destroyed, it was taken apart the following way. It was shred in a way or broken in a way by cutting it down into small circles. And they attached it again. Rabbi Eliezer Mitar Lomas. Rabbi Eliezer said it's now tar, she'ena o kikli cheres, she'lin yisraf b'kivshon. Since it wasn't forged in a stove, a large stove, then in such a case it does not have the halach of kli cheres, and therefore it is always tahar. And the chachamim say it is considered tame. Let's see back inside in the language of the Mishnah. Chatchu, chulio, s'vanasan chul ben chulio, chulio, Rabbi Eliezer mitar, v'chacham mitarim. V'zehu, Tanuroi shel Achnoi. And this is known as a tanur of Achnoi. Achnoi is a snake. My Achnoi. What does it mean? When the Gemara here asks my Achnoi, it means, what does it mean that was referred to like a snake? Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, there are many explanations that can be given. However, of Yehuda Amar Shmuel had a general explanation for Achnoi in this case that described the phenomenon of the Machlokes and Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Amar Yehuda Meshmo Melamed Shekifuhu Halachos Kachnoi Zeh. They surrounded Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, with many halachos like a serpent, vitimuhu. And they proclaim that the halacha is that it's tamei. Tangentially, we're not looking at Tumah and Tahara now. There is a machlokas rishon that according to the Chacham, is it tamei because it originally was tamei and retains its tumah, or it became tahar when it was cut apart, but if it contracts tumah again, it will become tamei in contrast to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Vitanya. And we learned, back to the crux of the controversy between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, Oysa Yoimi Viu Kol Tahara Shetir Rabbi Eliezer, they brought all the Taharos that Rabbi Eliezer had brought, had been Mitar that day, Visarfun Lefanav, and they burnt it in front of him, Ulubsof Birchuhu, and in the end, Berchehu is a euphemism for putting him in Nidui, they blessed him, and they put him in Nidui. Afilu Achi Nidui Masnisen, Lo Tnan. Says the Gemara, the reason why we didn't mention this as one of the things of being cholik and not showing kavod for the Chachamim is because this part of Nidui is not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's something that has been not as well known. It's only in the Braisa, and since it's not in the Mishnah, we didn't count it. Asks the Gemara, but you found three. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, all the way, five lines into the wine in your Testament Aleph, had said 24. Ela bechav dalid mekomos. Heichim ishkachas for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Where did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi find 24 examples? Answers the Gemara, midame milsa le milsa. He equated the above examples to other examples. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that there are other examples in other Mishnais where we have an individual that disagrees with a large amount of Tanoim, an individual Tana, or at times the Chachamim speak sharply against another Tana who disagreed, and particularly a Tana that was greater than him. Those are also examples of 24 instances where Bezdin were Menadin al HaKavod. That's what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was counting. Rabbi Lazar, lo medam milsa milsa. Rabbi Lazar only counted three because he only took those cases that were explicit. Be'ezer Hashem, we now go back to Maseches Brachos, and we go approximately 15 lines from the bottom, quoting our Mishnah that had said that no se hamita, those who carry the mita, are patur from Kriya Shema. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa comments in consonance with our Mishnah. Ha'oskin behespit, excuse me, Tanur Rabbanan, ein mosin es hameh samach l'Kriya Shema. You do not take out a nifter close to Kriya Shema, because we learned that the halach is that those who are going to carry him are not going to be able to say Kriya Shema. V'mitzchilu, but if they began, ein masikin. Then they don't interrupt. Asks the Gemara, for Rav Yosef afkuhu samach l'Kriya Shema, but they took out Rav Yosef when he was nifter next at a time that was close to Kriya Shema. Adam Chashuv, Shani, when it comes to Adam Chashuv, will even be mevato Kriya Shema due to the kavod that's necessary to be given. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara continues with more halachos related to the onen and those who are surrounding the nifter. Ha'iskin behespid bizman shameis mutal afnehem. When the hespid is going on and the mace is in front of people and zman kriya shema has arrived, nishmatin echod echad v'karin. Every individual should slowly slip away for a few minutes to read kriya shema. Ein meis mutal afnehem. If the dead is not in front of them, hen yoshvin v'korin, then in such a case they could all sit at once and read. If the mace is in front of them, then it would be kavod for them to all leave the mace at once to go away, and that's why they slip away. However, if the mace is not there, they could all immediately sit down and read. V'hu, but the avel, or Rashi says the avel, he really means the onen, yoshev v'dome. He sits silently, as we've learned, he is exempt from Kriyash. Heimam Nir Mispalin, when they stand up and daven, Vehu I made umatzik alav esadin. Then he makes the bracha of, he makes the proclamation, excuse me, of Tziduk Tzadin. Va'omer, what is that proclamation? Ribayna Elamim, harbecha tasu lefanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have sinned a lot in front of you. V'lo nifras m'meni echad mini elef. And I haven't been punished 1/1000th of what I deserve. Yiratzon fanecha Hashem lekenu, shetigdor pirtza seinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may you close the pirtza, the hole, ufirtzes kolam chabeis Yisrael, and the gap in all of Kali Yisrael Barachman. Abaye is not an advocate of this statement. Amar Abaye, lo mi boi leilinish lemeimer hachi. A person should not say this ribono olamim. Rashi explains that Abaye is of the opinion that should not be said because the individual says, I haven't been paid back 1/1000th of my averis. That would almost sound like, says Rashi, that he's asking, Abaye is arguing, to get paid back for the other 99. A person should never open up his mouth to the satan. And the Gemara finds a source to this position. Where is the founder of the Pasuk? Shenemar. As the Pasuk in Yishayahu and Perikal says, Kimat kistom hayinu. We've almost been as bad as Sodom. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and calls them Kitsine Stum because they're a Posea Piv Lusatim. The Gemara comes back to the Mishnah, which says the following. The Mishnah said they kavru es hameis v'chazru, that once the mace is buried, then they're up to the point of the Shura. Im yichon lahaskav l'gmar achal yilu Shura yaskilu. If he's able to finish, so then, before the Shura is formed, then he should read Kriya Shema. The Gemara deduces, Im yichol nahaskal l'gmar skula, in, only if he can, avol perek echor or pasuk echolo, but if he's not able to finish, it's mashma from the Mishnah, he shouldn't start. Uriminu asks the Gemara, the Brisa seems to contradict this. Kavur tameis, when they bury the dead, v'chazer, and they come back, Im yichol nahaskal l'gmar, afilu perek echad or pasuk echad. Even if he'll only read one parak or one pasuk, he should. From our Mishnah is mashma, only if you can finish the Kriya Shema. Answers the Gemara, Hachinami Kamer. Im yichon lahaskal v'ligmar filu parak echad filu pasuk echad ashiyo gilashur yaschilu. If they could finish one parak or one pasuk, then you should start. Vim lav, the deduction was they won't even be able to finish a parak or a pasuk, lo yaschilu. So then in such a case, they should not start. The Gemara continues on top of Yutessim Ebeis, attempting to explain the line of the Mishnah that says, Ha'omdim b'shura, those who are standing in the Shura, those who are the inside, Ha'pnimim p'turim v'achitzonim chayiv. The inside are potter from Kriya Shema, the outside are chayiv, because of their proximity. What exactly is the proximity of p'nimi and chitzon? Tan Rabbanon, there's a braisa that clarifies it. Shura haroa pnima, the row that sees the inside where the oval is, ptura, he is exempt. Those who are on the inside exempt. V'shein haroa pnima, and those who cannot see, chayev, they're chayev. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer haba machmas oval pturim, machmas atzman chayev. Those who are coming because of the oval, they're the ones that are exempt. However, those who are coming to see, what are they coming to see? To witness the event, not to be mechabe the avel, says Rashi, they are going to be chayiv. Five lines from the top, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Hamoitse Klayim Bibigda. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav teaches us a new topic, which will be connected by our Gemara to the sugya of the avel. This is a very important rule of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. If someone finds Klayim in his begadim, he is being over the Isser Doraisa described in Vayikra Perek Yutes of wearing shatnez. So then in such a case, Poshtan Afilu Bashuk. He has to take it off even if he's in the marketplace. Main Taima, what's the rationale? He's going to be embarrassed.
tough luck. Ein chachma vein tfuna vein eitzah l'neged Hashem.
There is no chachma and understanding and eitzah if you're going against the ratzon Hashem. And the Gemara coins a very important phrase, chol makom sheyesh chil Hashem and chol kan kavod l'rav. There's a chil Hashem, you don't even give kavod for a rav. Let's say to contradict a rav, if he's making a mistake in halacha, that will be a chil Hashem. So there, we don't follow the rules of kavod rav. So too, you don't follow the rules of the kavod of the individual if he's over on the Yisudah, right? So shatnes. The Gemara brings this back to our discussion of the onen. Meisive. We ask the following question. Kavru es hameis v'chazru ulefneim beidz drachen. Our Mishnah spoke about comforting the mourner. Here, in this brisa, we speak about escorting the mourner. In the Lashon of Chazru, which we also incidentally had in our Mishnah, Kavru es hameis, they bury the mace, v'chazru, like our Mishnah speaks about them returning afterwards. Here, they don't return to Ashura, but v'chazru v'lefneim, they turn back, and there are two ways. Achas tahora, v'achas tmeya. One root is tar, the other is tmeya. The Avel chooses. Ba'bitahora, the Avel began to walk on the tar path. Ba'ni ma'bitahora. No problem. Those who are scoring go with him in the Torah. But what about ba'bitmeya? Ba'in imay bitmeya mishum kvoidoy. There is a mitzvah, it seems from our Gemara, to be mechabed, the Avel. And therefore, these people will be mitame themselves, despite the fact that they know lechatchila they are entering into this domain of Torah. We are talking about here, of course, where one of the individuals is a Kohen. Ask the Gemara, Amai, lema ein chachma vein tfuna l'neged Hashem. What about the idea that there is no logic when you come to violate an Isser? And don't say that there is a heter of kavod, because b'makom sheyesh chil Hashem ein chalkin kavod l'rav. Answers the Gemara, Tera Gemara Rabbi Abba b'beis ha'pras d'rabbon. No. There we were talking about a Kohen being mitami himself in a beis ha'pras. A beis ha'pras where a kever had been, and there was, unfortunately, the kever was plowed, so there was a chshash midrabbanon that the individual would come and be dores on a small amount of bone, and thereby be metame b'madu masa. However, it's a chshash derabbanon and not a din doraisa. So it's a chshash derabbanon. So then, in such a case, Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Minafech Adam Beis HaPras V'Holech. In such a case, then, the halacha is that there are times that we are makeup. Proof for this leniency is the fact that Minafeach, one is allowed to blow out the dirt of a Beis HaPras to check that a bone is there, and then one would be tar. Rashi explains that if the Beis HaPras would be a din d'oraisa, we would never have allowed simply blowing a little bit of the dirt to see if there is a bone there. Rashi also adds that this works only for Karban Pesach, but would not work for Tuma. Either way, what emerges from our Gemara is that when it comes to an Iser d'Rabbanon, so then we would say, is doche, kavod is doche the Yisur d'Rabbanan. However, when it comes to Yisurei d'Oraisa, then we say, Ein Cholkin Chil Hashem, Ein Cholkin Kavod L'Rav, Malkum Chil Hashem. The Gemara now goes off on a little bit of a tangent, and the Gemara discusses some halachos in regards to a Beis HaPras and other halachos of Tuma. V'amar Rav Yehuda bar Ashi Mishmei d'Rav, Beis HaPras Shenodash, if a Beis HaPras has been threshed, Tohar. The halacha is then that it is tar. It was threshed by feet. Now we go to another halacha tahara to challenge this rule of thumb that we say ein cholkin kvod l'rav makom chil Hashem by nisa d'oraisa not by d'rabbanan. Damar Rabbi Elazar of Tzadik midalgin oyinu al gabe arono shel meisim lekras malchei Yisrael. In order to meet and to honor malchei Yisrael, Rabbi Elazar of Tzadik, who was a Kohen, says that I used to jump over the Arono Shel Mesim. V'lo lekras Malchei Yisrael b'vad amru, not only for Jewish kings, even for Gentiles kings. Shem Yinske Yavchin B'malchei Yisrael Malchei Akum, fascinating idea, so as to differentiate between Melech Yisrael Melech Akum, in other words, to learn and see the difference of royalty that's based on Avodah Zarah and royalty that's based on Torah. Asks the Gemara, how could he have done it in order to see the beauty of the royalty of Torah? Amai, how could he make himself Tamei? Leimei Chacham Vein Tzvun Vein Eitzel Neged Hashem Kidirava. Must be that he's assuming like Rava. The Amar Rava Dvar Torah, Oel Kol Sheyesh Bo Chalal Tefach Chotis Befnei HaTumah. This is a very important rule. There are two concepts, almost contradictory concepts, in Maseches Olos. One is the idea of an Oel. We know an Oel is a tent that encompasses Tumah, and it can bring Tumah from one side of the tent to the other side. If it is a corpse in one corner and there's a tent over it, then the area and any utensils that are in the other side of the corner will also become tameh. The concept of Oel exists anytime there's a gap of a tefach between the Davar HaTumah and the tent. However, if there is no gap of a tefach, so then in such a case, then the operation of Oel does not exist. It does not serve as a chatzitza between the airspace above the tent and the airspace below, but rather it's called Tumas Ritzutza, cramped Tumah. That's the halacha of an Oel. Kol sheyesh bo chalal tefach chotzis mifnei haTumah. That serves as a chatzitza. Anything above the Oel does not become Tameh because the Tumah is encased within the tent. V'she'ein bo chalal tefach. However, if there isn't chalal tefach, so then the expression of Mishnah in the Olos is Bokas Volos. It goes all the way up to the heavens. Ein chotzis mifnei haTumah. V'rov aronos, and most coffins had a gap of a tefach between the niftar and the oel. Yesh bochal tefach. The gazru, but they made a gzeira al sheyesh behen mishum she'ein behen. And they made a gzeira not to be medaleg al any aronos, even though really the kohen, the odds are, will not become tummy because most coffins have a space of a tefach, and therefore there's no problem, there's an oel that interrupt between them and the maze. Nevertheless, there was a gzera derabbanan, umishum kvo melachim lo gazer berabbanan. But because of the kvo melachim, they didn't institute this takon. Again, we see that because of kavod, we're going to be makelon nisr derabbanan. The Gemara continues discussing the scope of the heter of kavod vis-a-vis other isurim. Tashma. We learned gadol kvod abrius shedoche es lo sash shebetora. Kvod abrius is so important that there are times that it pushes away a lav in the Torah. We're going to see that this point is not so clear. Asks the Gemara, v'amai, why is that so? Lema ein chachma vein tvuna vein etza l'neged Hashem. Let us say that we don't take into account anything when it comes to neged Hashem, and we don't allow any Kvod Abrios to be Nitche in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara attempts an explanation which only later the Gemara is going to understand. Tirgama Rav Bar Shlo Kamed Rav Kana Belav De Lo Sasur. He said, we're talking about the Isser of Lo Sasur. Asks the Gemara, Chichula, they laughed at him. Lav De Lo Sasur Do Raisa, how did you solve the problem? That's an Isser Do Raisa, and we say, Ein chachma vein tfuna vein etza neged Hashem. Amar Rav Kana gavra rabba amar milsa lo tichula. When a great person says something, don't laugh. Follows on the heels of our Gemara in Amid Aleph. Not to be a megis ruach. What did he mean to say? Kol midi rabbanan asmichinu alav delo sasur. When the rabbanan instituted any takana, they relied, their strength came from lo sasur. Umishum kvodo. And due to his kavod, in other words, if they're, let's say, klayim midrabanan, where if he's going to have to take off his clothes, and the isser is only gzer midrabanan, sharu rabanan. In such a case, the rabanan will allow it. Tashma, one more attempted proof, v'salamta mehem. The Torah says that you will return the lost objects of your brethren, and lo, you should not turn yourself away from them. The salamta mehem means to make believe they're not there. Chazal darshin v'salamta mehem pa'amim sh'ata mis'alem mahem. That mehem, there's a play on the words of mehem, that there are times that you should ignore it. What's that? Upa'amim sh'ata mis'alem mehem. Ha'ketzad, imayikayin, biba v'sakvaris, a kayin that finds lost object in a cemetery, o'ay yizakim ein v'kvodo, or it's a talmid chacham, and it's not as kavod to announce lost objects, or he's going to end up losing more money than he'll end up saving his friend. Then in such a case, you are supposed to ignore it. But why is that so? The Chakadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah you to return it. And so therefore, we shouldn't care about your other cheshbonos. Answers the Gemara, Shani Yatsun Chsiv V'salamta Mehem. It's Xeris HaKosov that there are times, Pamim Shatam Misalim. Ask the Gemara V'ligmar Mina. So let's learn from that in regards to, say, Klayim, and say that even though there's an Isser of Klayim, nevertheless, you should be allowed to continue wearing it because undressing would be a Zilzal HaKavod. Answers the Gemara, Isura Mimayna Lo Yofina. We don't learn the halachos of Isser from the halachos of money. There's a rule in Shas that the rules that apply to money matters don't necessarily apply to Isurim, and hence, if the only source that we have is in regards to money matters, so even though at times we do ignore the Araisa because of Kavod, we will not do that in other instances necessarily like by Isurim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Tes. On the daf, Be'ez Hashem will now go to the halacha section. Be'ez Hashem Yisparech, our first halacha topic for today on daf Yutes, is an absolutely fascinating one, which emerges from pshat in our Gemara, which is a contemporary hot-button issue, which of course we will be able to only scrape the surface, and of course this is not halacha l'maisa, as all of the halachos that we give, it's just to bring an awareness and show how the beautiful daf evolves into beautiful, contemporary, sometimes temporary halacha topics. And that topic is a kohen flying in an airplane over cemeteries. That has become a hot button issue here in Arsenu HaKadosha in Eretz Yisrael, with allegations that even El Al flights fly over the cemetery of Halon, and that cemetery should produce a major problem for Kohanim, who Bizman as well cannot be Mitame themselves. What would the source be for a moving airplane and someone inside who is passing over Tuma, Kohen being inside? So the answer is a Mishnah in Olos, in Paraches Mishnah Hey, which we will see that how you read the Mishnah might very well be dependent on our Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Of haporeach vitalis aminaf nefes ein mevin es hatuma." If you have a bird that flies and a talis that is moving in the wind, so then in such a case it is not considered an ol. This is the famous expression of an ol zaruk, a flying ol. How to understand the Mishnah is subject to a very big machlokas. Many Rishonim, the Bali Tosas, an Erevin on Daf Lamed Beis, Chagiga, Chafei Amid Aleph, etc., many, many places, understand that what the Mishnah is saying is as follows. If you have a moving ohel, then in such a case, it does not bring Tumah from one corner to the next. We mentioned in the Daf Shir, because of the Sugya on Yutes Amid Beis, that an ohel brings Tumah from one corner to the next. If a corpse is in one corner, in the northern corner, it will make a kli in the southern corner Tumah. If it's moving, claim the Bali Tosas, in such a case, it does not have the ability to make something in the other corner Tumah. However, the Rash and the Rush go further. The Rash and the Rush understand that it itself does not become Tumah, because it's not considered an OL at all. In other words, if someone is flying over Tumah, then in such a case, it's not considered as if he was an Oel on the Tumah, and therefore he is not going to become Tameh. Someone who's Mahil Alameis also becomes Tameh. So now, even if the person flew directly over the grave, which is very legitimate possibility if the plane is flying over the cemetery in Chalon, then nevertheless, one could argue if it's an Oel Zaruk, according to the Rush and the Rash, the individual will not become Tummy. This position of the Rush and the Rash is the closest that one will get to finding a heter for an airplane flying over something that is Tummy. Rav Yashiv in his Shiurim, in the Shiure Rav Yashiv that has come out in the last year, in Tavshin Ayin Aleph, Rav Yashiv pointed out that our Gemara seems to be a strong kasha on the Rash and the Rush, and hence it should be noted that even though Rav Chaim in the Sefer and many discuss the Shita, the Rush, and the Rash, most do not assume that the Rush and Rash are not accepted in Halacha. One of my Rabbeim in Yeshivas, Rabbeim Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Bleich, has a very broad article on this topic in Volume 5 of Contemporary Halachic Problems, where he also points out that the majority of Rishonim do not follow this Rush and Rash, and here goes, our Gemara seems to be against it as well. Because we discussed in our Gemara that we had Kohanim that described, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok described, Midalgim Yinu Agave Arona Shomesim. And the Gemara says, how could they have done it? They were jumping over the Aronos of Mesim. The Gemara says, but how could they as Kohanim have made themselves Tamei by jumping over it? And the Gemara says, well, it was a case in which the mace was probably anyhow in an Ohel that already protected them. However, since some of the coffins are made with a space that's less than a tefach, which is called Tumas Ritzusa, as we described in the Daf Shir. So then, since there was a chash, which is an Isser Drabanan, we allowed them to do it for Kavod Malchei Yisrael, running to meet the Malchei Yisrael. What emerges from our Gemara? The Rush, in the Tosfos HaRush, seems to understand Midalgin as that they were jumping, not touching. If you understand it means touching, then there's no problem. However, the Rush himself, who's the Rush in Olos Pereches Halochehe, is of the opinion that they were jumping over. Yet, nevertheless, they were going to become Tameh. It seems from our Gemara that the Halacha says that you're considered Mahil Alameis even when you're jumping over the Kever, and for that matter, one could ask, says Rav Yashiv, even flying as well. Therefore, there is much room to suggest that, number one, the Rush and the Rash's position is difficult, and the majority of the opinion of Rishonim is that the rule of Mahil applies even when you're moving, just the concept of Ohel doesn't apply from one corner to the other of the Ohel, but Mahil would apply. Furthermore, Rav Yashiv suggests that the only way that you could answer this question, or one way, let's be more precise, one way of answering this question is to say, like the Tzvei Dinim of the Ohel Moshe, Rabbi Elazar Moshe Mipinsk, which is also quoted by Rabbi Bleich on page 316, to say that on the one hand, you don't become Tameh, on the other hand, there's an Isser for the Kohen, that in regards to the Pasuk, Lo Yitama, so then he's over Lo Yitama, even though he does not actually become Tameh. So then, again, that would defend the Rush and the Rash. On the one hand, they say you don't become Tameh, but there would be an Isser. Rav Yashiv quotes this in his Truvis, in Kovitz Truvis Chelik Beis Simen Samach, where he concludes that you don't even have a Heter according to the Rush and the Rash, because due to their positions, that could only be explained on the Gemara in Brachos by saying that there still would be an Isser to be Mahil Alameis, even if the object does not become Tameh. That would mean that on the one hand, it could be according to the Rush and the Rash that Kohen will not become Tameh. Nevertheless, there would still be an Isser. Again, the places to look for halacha lemaisa are, of course, one's great rabbonim. In the Kovetz Tshuvas, Chelek Beis Siman Samach, Rabbi Bleich has an exhaustive article in the fifth volume of Contemporary Halachic Problems. This concludes our first topic, which raises the question of the permissibility of a Kohen flying over a cemetery. Bezus Hashem Yisparech, the next halacha topic for today is the topic of Zaken Ve'eino Lefi Chvodo. Is someone doing an action which is a mitzvah but is normally not deemed in his honor? What is the scope of it? Is a Rav allowed to do something that the halacha normally does, deems not for his honor, in order to help out his friend? The Gemara had told us that in regards to Hashavas Aveda that a Zaken does not have a chiyuv to return an Aveda, a lost object, if it is not deemed as part of his kavod. Why and how it's not part of his kavod, that is not too much of our subject for today. In the second parak of Bava Metzia, the scope of that halachos are discussed. However, what we will raise is a fascinating position of the Chavos Yair, which is quoted in the Pischei Tshuva, in Simen Reish Mem Dal in Hilchos Kvod, Talmidei Chachamim. And this comes up often for those who are Zoche to be Talmidei Chachamim. Sometimes they are found in this tension, and for those who are Zoche to be close to Talmidei Chachamim, they should be aware that Talmidei Chachamim are sometimes caught in this quandary. The Chavos Yair in Simen Reish Beis, which is quoted again by the Pischei Tshuva in Reish Mem Dalid in the Halachos of Kvod Talmidei Chachamim, there the Chavos Yair discusses what happens if a Talmud Chacham is a fantastic musician. He's known as the Rav, as the Derech in the Tzibur, but it happens to be that he is a fantastic musician or singer. Should he perform for the Chassan and Kala? As liberal as we are today, in most circles, it is quite clear the difference between the role of an entertainer, a musician, a singer, and the role of a rabbi. The question is, there might be a mitzvah of, there is a mitzvah of being mesameach chasan v'kala. Should the rabbi, no pun intended, take off his rabbi hat and put on his musician's hat? His family might know that he's a great singer and musician. Most of the people in the community might not. Should he change his role in order to be mesameach chasan v'kala? The Chavos Yair suggests that at first glance, it should be totally in a machlokis between the Rambam and Rosh on our sugya. The Rambam and Rosh disagree. If a Zaken wants to return the Aveda, can he return the Aveda? Could he be machmir on himself? Rambam seems to say yes, that he can. He's exempt from returning it. But just like there is a halacha, and this is why it appears in Hilchos Kvod Talmid Chacham and Reish Mem Dalet, that a Talmid Chacham could be mochel on his kavod, so too, over here as well, if he decides to return the aveda, the lost object, he can. Rush disagrees. Rush says what it means to be mochel on your kavod means that you could tell someone you don't have to stand up for me. However, when it comes to doing an action that's not appropriate, let's call it not a rabbinic action, in such a case, he's stuck. So the Chavos Yair starts out saying, well, maybe that will be the answer in this case as well. According to Rambam, yes. According to Rush, no. Interestingly, the Chavos Yair comes out all for a rabbi becoming a musician if it's in order to be mesameach chasan v'kala. And for that matter, any time, it will be doing gemilas chasadim. He argues that there are two concepts over here of a Rav doing a mitzvah for somebody else. He argues that when we're talking about a mitzvah of a haftal reacha kamocha, I would want my aveda returned to me, therefore I should return it to somebody else. So then if the Torah says it's inappropriate, according to the Rosh, you shouldn't do it. However, there's another type of mitzvah bein adam lechaveiro. This distinction of the Chavos Yair is subject to great debate.
But we are doing the position of the Chavis Yar in the Pischei Tshuva. And the Chavis Yar argues that there is another type, which is Gmilas Chasadim. The Rambam describes the concept, the way Rav Soloveitchik used to say it in Latin, imitatio Dei, imitating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doing chesed for somebody else is v'halachta b'drachav mahu rachum af ata rachum. The Chavis Yar, in an interesting approach, and this was what I was referring to when we said it's debatable, assumes that Hashavas Aveda's halacha in v'hafta reacha kamocha is not part of Gemilas Chasadim. If you take the Chavis Yar's disputable assumption, then what will emerge, argues the Chavis Yar, is the following. Our rabbi over here wants to do chasadim. If he wants to do a chasadim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would also be telling him to do the chesed. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do this chesed, then that foregoes a case in which he's saying, I want to do v'avtarecha kamocha against the Ratzon Hashem. No! Here the Ratzon Hashem of Halachta v'drachav is to do this. Hence, the Chavis Yar concludes that the halacha would be that he is in the right, both according to the Rambam and the Rush, to perform as a musician, even if he is known for his kvod HaTorah. It is interesting to note that this idea is found in Lomdus and in Svara in our Gemara itself, according to some Achronim. Our Gemara had said that one cannot learn the concept of a halacha being docha because of the kavod of an individual for the raisa from Hashavas Aveda for the halachos of klayim, because mimona meisura or isura mimona lo yalfina. The tzlach and the Pnei Yoshua, without getting involved at all, raise that point is debatable, because the Gemara in Bav Metzia, at times the Gemara does use it, and at times the Gemara does say isura mimona yalfina, as the Gemara does say in Bav Metzia daf chaf Amid Beis. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in Bava Metzia and Simen Chav Dalet, and quoted as well by Reb Ephraim Kirshenbaum on our Adaf in the Sefer Shashua Ephraim, learns a beautiful pshat into our Gemara. And that is, Reb Kirshenbaum heard from Reb Shmuel that Reb Shmuel said that our Gemara wasn't saying an objective rule that we never learn Mamon for Isurim. However, the Gemara was saying the following. When I have my money versus your money, if it's pogay in my kavod, I don't have to surrender your money. In other words, I don't have to return your object. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to take off the klayim, so then I cannot use or utilize the rules of kavod. The rule of kavod only makes sense when you have my dignity going up to my financial responsibility to you. And at times, the Torah tells us when, but at times, we allow a person's dignity to allow him not to do an action to save someone else's money. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to take off the klayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to ignore your own kavod. If we think about it, Rav Kirshenbaum points out, that's exactly the Chavis Yar's Svara Halacha L'maisa. And that is that when it comes to the individual's kavod, when the Torah itself mandated a certain kavod and dictated that he has a certain kavod at Torah, so if we're dealing simply with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in such a case, the Torah is maintaining that your kavod comes first. So if the Chiyuv is v'ahavta re'echa kamocha, someone else's interest, and your kavod will come first. However, if the Torah mandated that you ignore your kavod, like v'halachta b'drachav, so then in such a case, then it could very well be that the right thing, according to all opinions, would be for a rabbi to become a musician and an entertainer, if that's a kiyum v'halachta b'drachav. This concludes the halacha section of Daf Yud Tes.